Random House Audio presents The Genius in All of Us. Why Everything You've Been Told About Genetics, Talent, and IQ is Wrong by David Shank. This is Mark Deakins. Introduction. The Kid. Baseball legend Ted Williams was one in a million, widely considered the most gifted hitter of his time. I remember watching one of his home runs from the bleachers of Scheib Park, John Updike wrote in the New Yorker in 1960. It went over the first baseman's head and rose meticulously along a straight line and was still rising when it cleared the fence. The trajectory seemed qualitatively different from anything anyone else might hit. In the public imagination, Williams was almost a god among men, a superhuman, endowed with a collection of innate physical gifts, including spectacular eye-hand coordination, exquisite muscular grace, and uncanny instincts. Ted just had that natural ability, said Hall of Fame second baseman Bobby Doerr. He was so far ahead of everybody in that era. Among other traits, Williams was said to have laser-like eyesight, which enabled him to read the spin of a ball as it left the pitcher's fingers and to gauge exactly where it would pass over the plate. Ted Williams sees more of the ball than any man alive, Ty Cobb once remarked. But all that innate miracle man stuff, it was all a lot of bull, said Williams. He insisted his great achievements were simply the sum of what he had put into the game. Nothing except practice, practice, practice will bring out that ability, he explained. The reason I saw things was that I was so intense. It was super discipline, not super eyesight. Is that possible? Could a perfectly ordinary man actually train himself to be a dazzling phenomenon?